Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Vasquez beaten away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Romelu Chiesa now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
And also from the home studio here of Soccer Matters, holding it down back behind the glass in the Galleria at Gal Media and ESPN 97.5 is the one and only Tyler Scott. And we appreciate all the good work of the producers now during this time period. Quickly, before we start tonight, a big thank you to John Granato for having me on the bench this morning, talking about the start of the Bundesliga on Saturday and a return of a major sports league. We're going to talk a lot about that tonight. We're going to have a lot of connection to that and German soccer culture through a lot of our guests here tonight, but there are a lot of pros and cons to weigh here. And by the way, I'm the first one on the couch in the morning in front of the TV for this. I'm as pumped as anybody is, but I'm also realistic to a lot of things, and that's what we'll discuss on the program tonight. Streams at ESPN975.com. Call in number tonight, 713-780-3776. We'll put it out right away. What Bundesliga teams are you pulling for this weekend? And we'll take your phone calls on that and much more tonight. 713-780-3776. How excited are you for the start of the Bundesliga? And how excited are you, even maybe as a non-soccer fan, to make sure that you kind of put your eyeballs on these matches this weekend to see how this comes off in empty stadiums in relation to whatever league you support, whether it's the NBA, the NFL, or Major League Baseball? By the way, the German Bundesliga, this might surprise some non-soccer people out there, and might even surprise some soccer people. It's the second highest attended sports league in the world, with an average attendance of 45,000 people, behind the NFL. Now, you can argue, you can debate it, the NFL's got lesser dates, more demand, whatever you want. That's just where the numbers lie, okay? So it is a league that is built on the fans, give back to the fans, and it's also a league that has amazing attendance and a number of American players playing in it as well. All right, Tyler Scott, I want to check in with you. How you been during the quarantine? What are you learning from it?
I've been good. So far, I don't think I've come down with the coronavirus. Learning that being cooped up in the house is not something that I want to do for months on end.
Yeah, no question about it. But I mean, being in the house, is it altered your behavior? Because, I've said to myself since I'm on lockdown, I'm going to learn something, whether this is 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. I'm going to be better at something. I'm going to do a little self-introspection here. I'm going to try to acquire some other interests, maybe some other skill sets and kind of look at the future and how this whole thing's affecting me. Has any of that occurred with you? Maybe you became a better cook. I don't know.
I have been trying to cook more often than, obviously, it's hard to go out and get something to eat, but, I mean, fast food's still been open, so been trying to cook at home. At first I just kind of caught up on TV, did the normal stuff, but now I'm kind of just going out trying to exercise more. I guess that might count, just trying to be healthier.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a great deterrent too. You know, got to stay fit. You're young, you're fit, you're good. A couple of things here. As always, this show, in the context of those going through serious times right now, those that are on the front lines, nurses, doctors, the caretakers, people that are delivering things, mail, cashiers, truck drivers, clerks, and a whole bunch of other people I missed, police officers, firemen, all of the people on the front lines risking it for us, really risking it. Thank you. You are the superstars. This show is dedicated to you. Former teammate in Houston. Now, he was older when he got here and was injured. Wim Serbier, who played in the North American Soccer League with famed Ajax, with the Dutch national team, was the right back on the Dutch national team, started in the 1974 World Cup final for the Netherlands with Johan Cruyff against West Germany. Sadly, found out today that he's had a hemorrhage and is in real rough shape. So thoughts to Wim Serbier tonight here. All right, so let's talk about the Bundesliga and the return. Fans globally are going to want to watch this launch. And again, many in the U.S. who are not fans of the sport are going to watch this. There's going to be betting on this. There's going to be unique viewers to this. I don't think it's lost on the German Bundesliga. That's the name of the league. That launching first brings eyeballs and opportunity. But if you were ever to choose a league to start first, it would be Germany. Their attention to detail. The real question now, is it too early? Now, you have live sports back on television. These games are on Fox. And one of the marquee games is obviously going to be Borussia Dortmund. Getting things kicked off against Schalke. There's American connection in that game for both teams. It's all going to be behind closed doors. So it is going to be something very, very different. And you can bet your bottom dollar, NFL commissioners, everybody involved with all other pro sports leagues around the world are going to be watching this, because there is a huge amount of protocol that has to be followed. So you got to look at this both from the health and safety perspective and the commercial perspective, because getting this league up and running is valuable. It's important for the German Bundesliga because of the amount of the television contract. Now, that is very different to Major League Soccer and other leagues where it's more dependent, and I would say more the lower division leagues, even in Germany and around the world, that are more dependent on people buying tickets to games and ticket revenue. Premier League is also going to try to be executing an amazingly monstrous television contract. This is being called a probation period, according to the Bundesliga president, Christian Seifert. Probation is not a guarantee. The German Bundesliga is the canary in the coal mine that we're dropping down the coal mine. And when we bring it up, we're going to hope it's still breathing. And I think that's going to be after 3 or 4 games when we really can understand what's going on. I think there's just so much, and I use this word on the bench this morning. And again, I thank John Granato for bringing me on the bench this morning to talk the Bundesliga. It was a fun conversation. I think it was a good one. And I did use the word hypothetical quite a bit, but we are living in a hypothetical world, because what if this happens? What if this happens? What if it runs through an entire team? That's going to compromise the scheduling of the league. Can you keep playing? Do you shut it down? There's already players right now in Germany that have tested positive for the coronavirus. So this is also asking a lot of players. And I'll tell you, I think We may not have heard it a lot because they don't want to talk. I think there's a lot of nervousness around players. Check out this soundbite from Union Berlin center back. He was a former U.S. under 20. He played in the World Cup, switching allegiances. Listen to Nevin Sabatic.
I think we were also one of the last leagues to close down the league. And since then, it's been a... The approach has been to come back to the league as soon as possible, and also mainly the financial aspects were always being highlighted. I think no matter when we start, it will be too soon. So even if we start in a few weeks, it would have been too soon. If we started already, it would have been too soon. Even if we start in a few months, it may be too soon.
Well, that's not a guy who's looking forward to playing, I don't think. He thinks it's too soon. Sergio Aguero, Manchester City, is another one that came out. Kevin De Bruyne, Manchester City, has a pregnant wife. He doesn't want to be quarantined away from his wife. So there's challenges here. And if we're going to sit here and believe that young people that are highly talented soccer players that are privileged, and I use that word respectfully because they've achieved and they've worked for what they've gotten, but they are privileged, they are ultra wealthy. Are we to believe that all these athletes have stuck in firmly to protocol, social distancing? Just ask Kyle Walker of Manchester City. One day he's giving a serious message about social distancing, and the next day he's caught throwing a party. So there's a lot going on here. And listen, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here. I'm the first person who wants this to work on the couch, excited like everybody else. It's going to be a mood alterer for the country of Germany. It's going to be a mood alterer for those of us who love any sports league, whether you're an NBA fan, a Major League Baseball fan, NFL, doesn't matter. You want this to come off well this weekend because it gets us one step closer to moving a little bit forward. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. Yeah, Germany's handled the coronavirus pretty well with the early diagnosis and quarantine, and they responded quickly. They've tested over 2,000 players. There's been social distancing and training, much like the Houston Dynamo and Houston Dash are doing here locally now. Fox Sports has got the games. I'm surprised it's not going to be on Big Fox. It's going to be on FS1 and FS2. Sky Sports in Germany is capitalizing on the return of this. They're going to air all the matches of both Bundesliga 1 and 2 on a free channel. The other thing is you're ending this season, then you're going to try to go right into another one. I mean, there's just so many things going on here. How about this? Red Bull Leipzig. High-pressing team. Tyler Adams is on that team. Trying to remember who Red Bull Leipzig is going to start with in their first match. But Red Bull Leipzig, they will be playing at home against Freiburg. So you got Tyler Adams, who's healthy again. He's had an injury-riddled season. He could play a part in that one. It's a high-pressing team. Can they really play like that right now after this type of training and preparation? You've heard MLS coaches like Tab Ramos and Brian Schmetzer say, we need 4 to 6 weeks. I don't think that counts these individual workouts. I'm not sure. But I don't think they can press for an entire game. I think tactically teams are going to have to do things differently. There's the risk of injury to people being pushed too quickly. So again, we're living in a very hypothetical world. What if this happens? COVID-19. But the Bundesliga, make no mistake, in Germany, they're under the microscope. There is pressure that comes along with this. But they have a chance to be the example to the world for sports in COVID crisis time. A lot of pressure. Everyone's going to have to pull together to pull this off. Time will tell. Got a great show tonight. We're going to get some real good insight from Talking Foosball podcast, Matt Herman. He'll be on the program tonight. He's got a great beat on Germany. He's a Bundesliga authority. Marco Maric of the Houston Dynamo. Now, he's only played 2 Major League Soccer games since being acquired. He played in Germany for Hannover in Bundesliga 2. Not in Bundesliga 1, but Bundesliga 2. He was also signed at Hoffenheim, loaned out. He's now the Dynamo goalkeeper. He'll be on the show tonight. He'll have a lot to share about not only Dynamo social distancing and training right now, but also about the German soccer culture. Eric Winalda also played in Germany, is now the coach of the Las Vegas Lights of the USL, U.S. Soccer Hall of Famer, scored one of the most historic goals in U.S. history in the Pontiac Silverdome against Switzerland in the 1994 World Cup. Also scored that memorable goal, first ever goal in Major League Soccer for the San Jose Clash. Eric's going to join us tonight to talk Germany, coaching, a number of different things. Looking forward to having him on the show as well. We've done some games over the years, television-wise, when he was a commentator for ESPN. Katie Stengel played for Bayern Munich, went straight from Wake Forest, I believe, pretty quickly, to playing in the Women's League in Germany for Bayern Munich. So she can tell you a little bit about the German culture at Bayern Munich as well. So the Bundesliga is kicking off Saturday. Number 2, Borussia Dortmund against number 6, Schalke. That's the first game that I'm going to be really on because Gio Reyna, Weston McKennie, those guys are all there. And I've actually called a U.S. national team game against Germany in that stadium in Dortmund. Augsburg, Wolfsburg, Fortuna Dusseldorf, Paderborn, RB Leipzig, Freiburg, Hoffenheim against Hertha Berlin, Eintracht Frankfurt, and Borussia Mönchengladbach. That's the Saturday schedule. We're going to take a break here. We're taking a break. Legendary German band, Kraftwerk. This show is brought to you by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 24-7. They're going to work for you. Personal injury attorneys, you call John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They have gotten soccer on the radio for you. Again, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get things started. Matt Herman, Talking Foosball Podcast, coming up next.
We are the robots.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. 713-780-3776. We just had a shout-out from Houston Wolves, Glenn Davis Soccer. We get some Reef Band played on Soccer Matters GD, especially from their album Glow, which has some belters. Lead singer, Mr. Gary Stringer, is a huge Wolves fan. So we'll get that done for you. No question. We roll on here. By the way, the lead singer, one of the lead members of Kraftwerk, Florian Schneider, just passed away. He was in his 70s. So every synth pop band you ever heard in the 80s, any guy who's a DJ now, they owe it to this band, Kraftwerk, in a very big way, including bands like Daft Punk. That's another one. So we're looking to get Matt Herman on here shortly. So see what else we got here on the Bundesliga. We also have Sunday games. Cologne against Mainz will be Sunday. And then Union Berlin and Bayern Munich. So German Bundesliga will be back and going here. I'm just trying to find Matt Herman's number here because we want to make sure we can. Tyler, I'm just going to forward this on to you in an email right now.
Sounds good.
There's some on-air conversation between a producer and a so-called talent. So Fox Sports is where you're going to be able to watch this. I think the build-up now to all of this is going to be pretty remarkable. Dortmund and Schalke, that's going to be 2 against 6. That's the feature game for me. Lucien Favre against David Wagner. We're looking to get Matt Herman on the show here. He's with the Talking Foosball Podcast. We're going to continue to talk the German Bundesliga. 713-780-3776 is the number. We have Eric Winalda on later. Marco Maric of the Houston Dynamo, their goalkeeper. And Katie Stengel as well. So a lot of good guests on the program here tonight. We're getting a lot of feedback from people about differing teams they're going to support and want to be a part of. So that's what's going down. So the Premier League now is also trying to get back up and running. They say it's not going to happen any earlier than June 1. So we'll see what happens with the Premier League. Premier League supporters now are being urged to get behind Bundesliga teams all over social media. Everton fans urged to back Schalke due to Jonjoe Kenny being on loan there. And then a number of Premier League fans then started calling out Schalke for trying to entice more than one Premier League team to support them over the weekend. So it's pretty funny that this is going on. I don't get and don't know if people in the U.S. are adopting teams for this. I'm wondering if people are betting on this. I don't think there's any question. Over on Facebook, Soccer Matters right now, Brandon Campbell, Dortmund fan. Then he also mentions that Freiburg could steal some points. Rene Kozarski is accusing Red Bull Leipzig of stealing managers. Okay. What else do we have coming in from people? This morning on the bench, people were asked if the 2022 World Cup would be in danger if there was no vaccine. It's a little out of my that's a little out of my territory. Not really sure about. I would hope a vaccine is found before them. Oh, speaking of that, my nephew is doing much better. Many of you reached out to me and were kind enough to ask about his condition, both publicly and non-publicly. So I thank you for that. So interestingly enough, today he's doing a lot better, and he's turned the corner. But he posted a really interesting article on COVID-19, and it is worth the read. I posted it up at Facebook Soccer Matters. It's about the risks. It's about actually working in places where there's not a lot of airflow. So it is pretty interesting. I know there's a lot of stuff out there, but I do know he's really well-read on this stuff. 713-780-3776. Now, there's also been some talk about broadcasts where music and fan noise would be piped in. And I'm curious to hear if that's something that you would like. Do you want to hear the artificial noise pumped in? Or are you like me and producer Nick Sciarra and many others that say, no, I want to hear coaches talking to players. I want to see players shouting at each other. I want to hear guys screaming in ecstasy when they score goals. Those are the kind of things that I'm certainly looking forward to seeing. Are those situations where, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to do something very intimate with the sound of a ball being struck, voices, you know, you can hear people going into tackles, all kinds of differing things that could occur there. Now, speaking of Major League Soccer, there's a plan being put together potentially to play a lot of games in Orlando, Florida. And basically, staff, players would go to Orlando, Florida. All 26 teams would be playing in Orlando. This is a proposal. This is nothing that's 100% in stone here. But the plan would be that all 26 teams go to Orlando in the summer. They'll play competitive matches. There won't be any fans, as we all know. The matches are going to be held at the Disney Sports Complex and maybe some other locations. I think I saw this reported by Stephen Goff of the Washington Post, who's been on this show. Great guy. Does a great job. Players, coaches, the staff, they would live under quarantine. They would be in a resort. Near the Disney complex, this is a complex that has been used for MLS preseason games. It's been used for youth tournaments. The coaches and staff and everybody would live there. Now, no family or friends would, supposedly, based on this report that's been put out. So they would live there, they'll play there, and that's it. They're trying to come up with ideas. I don't know if this one's going to work. You're going to be keeping people away from their family. So that's an interesting, but that one did come out. There's been a lot of people asked about this, not a lot being said about it, but this was a report that came out from Stephen Goff of the Washington Post. So that's what's kind of going there. I think everybody's trying everything they possibly can to try and resume their leagues. And again, in the case of Major League Soccer, this pandemic affects them differently because they are very much contingent upon ticket sales, tertiary revenue, all those other things. Those players and coaches that would go to Orlando, that would be more than 1,000 people, and they would all live under quarantine near the Disney complex. And the Disney complex sits on 220 acres in Central Florida. This article that I'm looking at right now says that nobody from the MLS or the MLS Players Association want to comment on this. The league is going to expect to accelerate plans over the next 2 weeks. Okay, so that makes sense because they'll be able to watch the German Bundesliga for 2 weekends. See how that all goes. As you know, MLS shuttered down in March. We were about to get ready to play here in Houston. The Houston Dynamo were getting ready to play Seattle, and it got shut down. So right now the date is June 8th. Now, again, you heard coaches say they need 4 to 6 weeks to get players back in training. So that makes me think more realistically you're looking at July now. I don't think there's any question. But, you know, MLS, like the Bundesliga this weekend, there's opportunities to connect with fans in different ways, interactively. People don't have a lot of things to do. They're going to be tuning into these games. They're going to do some of the things on digital platforms. There's a lot of different things that could occur here. I think first and foremost, we just want to see competitive games because I don't know about you. And I don't know about you, Tyler. I'm done going back. I don't want to watch games that have occurred already and have been completed in the past. Enough of that, you know. I mean, I know that's all we got, but I don't really want to go back. I want to go forward. So to see a competitive game, even if it's in a stadium that doesn't have fans, which makes it a bit soulless, I'm ready for it. Are you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a throwback Yankees game on right now, Yankees Arizona World Series game, and I have no interest in watching that. Like, it's just on because the TV's on. But I'd rather watch either sports with no fans, and they're playing at a competitive level that we assume that they're going to be able to play at, or like a sports documentary like this Michael Jordan thing. Like, I would watch stuff like that. But really, like, I don't know. I'm just haven't, because there's not been sports on, I haven't really been paying attention to anything in the sports world, so I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have kind of felt like that, you know, it was okay to take a little bit of a break from sports. Now I think everybody's getting ready. I think everybody's getting a little bit nervous, you know, with the popularity of the NFL and college football and the college football season, all the MLS fans here, which, by the way, third most attended league in the United States behind the NFL and Major League Baseball. And I'm not saying this to be a jerk, but it is. Attendance is better than the NBA. Let's get crazy. Well, that's because of Atlanta and Seattle. Certainly that helps. Atlanta and Seattle have huge buildings that they fill up with big, big crowds. I think the NBA's 17,000 maybe, and MLS is 20-something thousand. You know, those are good numbers regardless. Let's run that other Nevin Subotic soundbite, Tyler, if you could there, because this is a player that's kind of not as comfortable going back into this and playing this weekend, and I think there's more of that out there than we know. I don't think people, players are going to come out and say it, but Subotic did.
I think that's definitely the big issue that everyone carries with them. That's a precarious situation for all of us, where it's going to be impossible to come out of the league with, you know, kind of positive remarks. It's just going to be a lot of risk management and trying to get to a finished season with the fewest casualties, so to say. I think you can kind of hear out of my response that I am critical of how everything is being managed, but we understand also that it's a difficult situation for everybody. I think we all just kind of want to press fast forward and say we want to be in a situation where we don't have to worry about it. But I think that's unrealistic within the coming months.
Well, there you heard it from Sabatic. He's certainly not very, very happy about the situation currently. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Call in number tonight, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Are you interested in the Bundesliga? If you're a non-soccer fan, are you interested in the Bundesliga for other reasons? You simply want to see competition? You may simply want to watch these games to see if we are getting closer and closer to, you know, Major League Baseball coming back. What do you think? 713-780-3776. Sabatic, by the way, is an American. And he was on the under-20 national team before switching to Serbia and playing in a World Cup. That was one that got away. And that happens sometimes in international soccer. I don't think any question. 713-780-3776. Facebook Soccer Matters. Get over there. There's all kinds of content there. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. You can hit me up there. We are doing a lot of blogging. I'm doing a lot of blogging over at glendavissoccer.com. So we're revamping that site with the help of Victor Ariza. Please check that out. That's what we got. So, yeah, we've made a mistake here with Matt Herman. We had the wrong number. We're going to get that fixed. Hopefully we can get him on in another segment. Here's the Dynamo putting something out here. Nico Hansen, who spent the last few weeks in New Mexico, is driving back from New Mexico right now to get back into training. So, you know, these are some of the challenges. You got people coming from different places. So there you have it. All right, I think we'll take a break here now and get some few things sorted out here. Get our wits about us again. We'll continue the discussion. And we'll move on here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Stick with us. Coming up next, Houston Dynamo goalkeeper Marco Marich.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Okay, so there's one for Wolves fans. And I'm going to just tell you here that we will have Matt Herman on. It'll be at 8:20 tonight, Central Time. So we got in touch with him. A little miscommunication on our end. I'm going to take responsibility for that. So a yellow card issued to Glenn Davis. Matt Herman will be joining us. He's an expert on the Bundesliga, so certainly looking forward to that. He's up in Wisconsin but spent a lot of time in Germany, so we're looking forward to that. We're looking to get on Marco Marich now, the Houston Dynamo goalkeeper. You've heard some of the quotes from Nevin Sabatic. About the German Bundesliga getting back started this weekend. Again, this show presented by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 24/7. They're going to work for you. Personal injury attorneys, John and his firm. You get in an accident, car, motorcycle, bike, John, they will cover you. You might drive an 18-wheeler. Daspit Law Firm will work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. They are bilingual. It is Daspit Law. .com. All right, Houston Dynamo goalkeeper Marco Marich now joining us. Marco, how are you, and thank you for coming on.
Hello, hello. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Thanks. Thanks for coming on. I guess the first thing I would just ask you is how good is it to kind of be back at training, even though you are social distancing?
It's good. I think the most happiest thing is that you're on the pitch and can touch the ball again and can see the green grass. So I think it's a good improvement. And I was very happy for the information that we can go back on the pitch.
Marko Maric is 24 years of age. He was born in Vienna, Austria. He signed in the Bundesliga with Hoffenheim. He was then loaned out. He's also been loaned to Hanover. He has played in Bundesliga 2 as well. So we're going to talk some German soccer culture with you before we get more into MLS. And I would just say, what's it going to mean personally to you, having been in Germany playing, and also to the country of Germany when the Bundesliga starts this weekend?
I mean, like, this is what in Germany happened, I don't know, but I think for the supporters there that they can watch the league again is, of course, something good. But I think, first of all, is the health of all the people on the first place. I mean, the Bundesliga and, of course, Germany says it's all right to play again, so it's good for us, for all, like, who are likely looking back to watch the football on the TV. But, of course, I'm looking forward to look at the game. Even it will be strange without supporters, but it is what it is, and we will see how this will work out.
Marko, are you concerned that the Bundesliga is going back too quickly?
I don't know. I'm not... I don't know. This is not my job, so I think they know the best. I can't say anything about it.
But, I mean, it's got to be in your mind, too, when Major League Soccer starts. Isn't it kind of something that you guys all think about? I mean, you're not even allowed to train near each other. I mean, it's slow steps to get back there. I mean, it is something you must be thinking about, right?
Yeah, of course. But, you know, I'm a guy, I respect everything. And first of all, I respect, and this is the health of everybody. So we have to respect what's happening around us, but at least we have this first catch that we can go back on the pitch. But what's happening around the world, the world is so big, so everybody has his opinion. But first of all, I'm happy that we have the first sessions in our legs, and we will see what will happen in the future.
Talking to Houston Dynamo goalkeeper Marko Maric, again, 24 years of age. Well, you only got two games in MLS. It's a small sample size, but what are your impressions of the league?
It was beautiful. It was good, especially the atmosphere in the first game against LA Galaxy. The stadium was packed. The atmosphere was good. It was hot. The weather was hot in the stadium. It was hot. The supporters was nice. I think we had a good game against LA, especially the first game of the season. So I can just say positive things. I can't wait to go back, of course, one day at normal. But it was a nice time, and I was really happy to have my first two games in the MLS.
Marko Maric joining us here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Marko, in this quarantine and having to stay at home, you know, I know I'm learning things at home here and doing things differently and thinking a little bit differently. What have you learned being at home and kind of being under this quarantine?
I took more time for myself to figure out some stuff what I didn't figure out before. I started to play guitar. I talk more to people who I cannot talk during the week since I'm here, because of the time difference. So I take more time for friends and, of course, for my family. So, yeah, I got more deeper in myself and figure out where I can develop myself better and better. So I think for myself, I can take a lot of positive things of this quarantine time. So I don't see only bad things in it.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that, because I've gotten back in touch with ex-teammates and people that I grew up and went to school with when I was younger and things like that. So, I agree with you on that one. That's pretty interesting. What type of music do you like, since you're a guitar player?
I like everything, actually. You know, I'm from Croatia, so I like Balkan music a lot. But I tried guitar because I like the instrument, so I just was interested to try it out because I never tried out before that. But I listened to everything from rock to R&B to Croatian music, Balkan music, so everything mixed.
So you're right across the board. You like all kinds of music.
Yeah.
How would you describe Balkan music?
Balkan music.
Yeah.
Pure happiness.
Pure happiness. I love it. Yeah, I love it. I need some Balkan music in my life.
Yeah, depends on what you want. You have a lot of love stories, and you have a lot of, of course, party music, so you have a good mix.
So it's mixed. It can be emotional songs and then upbeat party-type music. I gotcha.
Exactly.
When you were home, did you try to, did you find a wall so you could do some handling? Did you have somebody tossing you a ball? I mean, were you doing basic handling stuff when you were on your own?
Yeah, I tried my best. I trained a little bit in my parking garage. So, on the roof, they had a wall and hit the ball against the wall and tried to catch them. But, I tried my best. But most of the time I was doing my gym stuff, biking and, the typical gym stuff. So I tried to make my body more stronger and try to work on my deficits.
So when you get back to practice, and we're talking to Houston Dynamo goalkeeper Marco Maric, obviously you're with goalkeeper coach Paul Rogers. What have you been able to do?
Yeah, we try to get the best out of it. Of course, we're still working on our fitness and try to get back the handling. Of course, it's difficult when it's not the same and the coach can't touch the ball, but we try. We have some bounce pads and stuff like that. We just try to make the best out of it.
Let's go back to Germany now and just talk a little bit about, again, what this will mean to the soccer culture in Germany. And for some of our listeners, just kind of see if you can zero us in on just the incredible passion that Germany as a country has for the sport of soccer.
Yeah, Germany is known about loving the soccer game. We say football game in Europe. They love it, and I think the 100% into it. And it's just the number one sport in Germany. So of course, all the supporters and the stadiums are full every game. So it's for me one of the best leagues in Europe.
Yeah, the attendance is remarkable. 45,000 is the average. It seems to me like the German league does a lot for fans. They're very cordial to the fans. They're very inviting to the fans. They really relish their fan bases.
Yeah, it's in Germany it's like your family, but it's here the same. I think it's in every football club the same. Like, you try to be as close as you can to the supporters because without the supporters, football will not work. So they try to do the best in Germany, the same. They try to do the best to be as close as they can because I know when I was young, I was looking up to some guys. So, of course, when you can have an open session and the supporters can come and take a photo with you. So Germany is there very good. So they take care about their supporters and themselves.
Marco, I know I've asked you this before because we did an interview when you first got here a while back. Who are some of the goalkeepers and why that you sort of have watched that you like, that you've sort of modeled maybe your game after?
My big idol was Oliver Kahn. I said this before. I liked his personality. I liked his way, how he was thinking and... Yeah, his focus on the game and trying to be the best as he can. So this was one of my big idols at this time. But then, of course, I had Jens Lehmann, also a German guy, who played, who kicked Oliver Kahn the first time out of the national team as the number one. So I had him. And then Artur Boruc, the Polish guy, I liked him a lot, played in Celtic. So I had some guys. I just try to figure out which guy can be good for myself, like for my personality. So, I mean, on the pitch, not off the pitch, of course.
And Jens Lehmann started the 2006 World Cup for Germany, right? Arsenal, former Arsenal goalkeeper.
That was a
big controversy, remember?
What?
That was a big controversy when Jens Lehmann got the starting position over Oliver Kahn.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but he had all their good career, so it was a big... Yeah.
Are you going to be tuning into the games on the weekend? Are you going to be able to watch some of these? Are you going to be watching?
I hope so. I don't know. I don't know what time to play. This is 7 hour difference, so it will be quite early in the morning. I will try. I will try to catch some games, of course, to watch my former team Hoffenheim to see how they are doing. So I will try my best to see some games.
So, you know, this is difficult. I mean, we can't expect these Bundesliga teams to come back and to be playing perfectly. I mean, there's going to be mistakes, right? Certain teams that have a high energy and fitness level and play a pressing game, maybe like RB Leipzig, they may not be able to do that, right? It's going to be a challenge for these teams to play, and they may have to play differently. Would you agree with that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, for me, it's also the first time. I'm also interested to see it, but I don't know. Today, you have so much possibilities to hold your fitness high, so especially on this level. So I think that these guys, they're that professional, that they will come back maybe as same as they went home before the coronavirus. So I'm also very interested to see how this will all work out.
So you think these guys have had enough preparation? And if we do remember, the German Bundesliga was one of the last to shut down. So you think they'll have had plenty of time, and they should be in a pretty good place come these games this weekend?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Now, I know you guys have been doing a lot of Zoom meetings, and again, we're talking to Houston Dynamo goalkeeper Marco Maric. I saw something very interesting that was passed on to me, that you were talking to some of the younger goalkeepers. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think this was a good workout from our goalkeeper coach Paul, that he put me, Cody, and Mike to talk to the young goalkeepers from the academy, because I think it's a good lesson to have contact with, of course, the first goalkeepers, the first team, and I would appreciate it my time that I can talk to the goalkeeper who was the number one in my team. So I think it's a nice exchange between me and the young kids to see what they are interested in and to talk about my story and maybe to catch one, two kids and bring them more up and believe more in themselves. So I think it was a very, very good call that we had, and I hope I could help some of the kids to be more motivated to be the number one day in Houston Dynamo.
Yeah, not too soon though, right? We want them to take their time, not too soon.
yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm glad you finally got that joke, Marco, because I was worried here for a second. Okay, so now on this same subject, Brandon Campbell said his son Will wants to ask Marco, what is Marco's best advice for a young, aspiring goalkeeper?
And just work hard and believe in yourself and have happiness in every session you have. I think this is three simple things, what football. Football is love and happiness and work hard and, yeah, try to be the best what you can. Doesn't matter where you end, but when you believe in yourself and the last day of your football career, you will say, I give my best what I can. I think this is the best feeling what you will have.
Talking to Marco Maric there. So there, Will, that's what Marco has advice for you. So I'm going to say that you're a professional soccer player. Very few get to the level that you get to. But I'm sure at some point in your career you've had disappointments, right, where you were tested. You had to bounce back. Can you talk a little bit about that and how important it is to be able to come back from things that don't go your way?
Sorry, the connection was so bad. I didn't hear the story. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I can ask it again, Marco. Just disappointment is a part of every player's career and journey, right? So Speak to me a little bit about how important it is to be able to have recoverability, to be able to bounce back from, you know, a mistake or a disappointment in your career, because everybody has them. Did we lose you, Marco?
Yeah, sure. No. Yeah. I mean, from mistakes, you learn. So mistakes make you just stronger. That's my opinion. So I think the most important thing is that when you do a mistake, doesn't matter if it's in football or maybe in your life, I think the most important thing is to accept a mistake and figure out what you did wrong and just learn from it and don't be that negative on it, because mistakes are happening in all of us. Everybody makes mistakes. So I think it's just this is just a good advice that you can work harder on it and figure out what you cannot do good.
Well, Marco, I want to thank you very much for coming on. I'm sorry about the connection. Sometimes they're being difficult for you, but we really appreciate all your insight. That was nice stuff talking about working with the younger players via a Zoom conference with Paul Rogers. We wish you the best of luck in getting back, and hopefully we're going to see you back in goal down at BBVA Stadium real soon again. Thank you very much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much for being here.
All right, that's Marco Maric, Houston Dynamo goalkeeper, 24 years of age, born in Vienna, played in Austria, played in Germany, signed at Hoffenheim. You heard him mention that he was going to check out Hoffenheim's game this weekend as well. I sure hope they get to watch those games. I think it'll be uplifting for all the Dynamo players and Major League Soccer players and probably professional athletes around the world. All right, when we come back, another guy who played in Germany, Eric Winalda. U.S. Hall of Famer, he's going to join us. Remember, 30-plus Americans playing over in Germany in Bundesliga 1, 2. A lot of players over there. And the first match on Saturday between Dortmund and Schalke, number 2 against number 6, will feature Weston McKennie, Schalke, and, of course, Dortmund's Gio Reyna. And, of course, Dortmund, the former home of one Christian Pulisic. All right, we're going to take a break here. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, we thank them for being the presenting sponsors of this show. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. They're also the presenting sponsor of our show up in Austin on Horn FM, which tomorrow we'll have Texas soccer coach Angela Kelly. Make that Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Central. HornFM.com for that. Our podcasts here always at podcastarena.com. But again, big thank you to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. We'll take a break. We got more to come here on Soccer Matters, including Eric Winalda.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.